Thank you, Carl. Good morning, everyone. While there certainly has not been sufficient time for deep analysis, I did want to quickly share some of our perspective on today's Supreme Court decision regarding health care. As you know, Mayo Clinic does not take positions on political issues and legislative bills and the like, and we do not have a position on the Affordable Care Act. We will not be taking a position on the Supreme Court decision either. There's no doubt that today's decision will be historic in terms of its impact on jurisprudence and the dynamic between the different branches of the federal government. However, I'm equally confident that the vision for Mayo Clinic's future and the subsequent path we've been navigating over the past few years will not change. Specifically, Mayo Clinic will continue to honor our moral imperative to innovate for the benefit of our patients and be steadfast in securing the future of Mayo Clinic. We're shaping the future of healthcare in everything that we do, working together as a patient-centered organization for our patients and through innovative partnerships with providers and payers, focusing on value and payment reform and educating the workforce of tomorrow. Mayo Clinic has a long history of reforming to improve quality, increase effectiveness, better meet the needs of our patients, and today's Supreme Court decision will not change that course. Our commitment will never change to be a leading voice for patients and to honor our heritage by always doing what's best for our patients. We're constantly looking for ways to make care at Mayo Clinic safer, more effective, and more efficient. For example, we're currently redesigning both our inpatient hospital practice and our outpatient practice to improve access, quality, and service to our patients. We're studying how to improve the patient experience, deliver better service, safer outcomes, incorporating advances in medical knowledge and technology, yet doing so in a way that ensures that Mayo Clinic remains trusted and affordable. Mayo Clinic is applying the principles of research and science to every aspect of care delivery. Changes in care delivery will not be based on anecdotal evidence, but rather data-driven solutions that can be validated and then shared with others. This disciplined approach of practice, study, and research to improve the delivery of care will drive value through its focus on the entire patient journey, the treatment of chronic disease, and the patient experience in the healthcare system. That's why we formed the Center for the Science of Healthcare Delivery. This investment in resources and talent builds upon more than a century of healthcare delivery research at Mayo Clinic. The work of the Center for the Science of Healthcare Delivery will help us redesign how healthcare is best delivered through its focus on big data, informatics, and healthcare analysis designed to improve information and quality of care at the point of delivery. Our role throughout the healthcare reform debate and beyond has been consistent in supporting changes to the healthcare system that will truly benefit patients. Mayo Clinic has sought to be the voice of the patient in this debate. We will continue to be an outspoken leading voice for healthcare systems that always put the needs of the patient first. Coordinated care delivery by a network of providers who have a common purpose and a common vision and whose practice is data-driven and dedicated to continuous quality improvement. We've been an active participant for years in discussions on a national level and will continue to do so. We will learn from others and we will always share what we have learned with those who can benefit from our work. Mayo Clinic will work tirelessly to ensure that we provide trusted answers for our patients for generations to come, regardless of the outcome of the course of healthcare reform nationally. In summary, Mayo Clinic will continue to do what we've always done, work together with one goal to meet the needs of our patients in this changing world. Thank you.